7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
None of this can be right, because I think my call was completed as dialed, but it is not 8:14. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yes, hello. It's me. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm drinking juice. It's pretty good. It's orange and tangerine juice. It's pretty good, but... let's get out of the car. Oh, yes. You heard me correctly. I said let's get out of the car. And that means we're outside today. Because there's been a strange shift in the weather. And it's actually not blazingly hot today. It's about 25 degrees. There's a slight breeze. The sun has come out. Maybe we should bring the juice with us. Let's go. No. If I have to carry the juice, then we got to carry too many things. I don't have free hands for maintaining balance, etc., etc. So, we're down at the creek today. See if I can walk. My legs seem to be functioning. Everything is groovy. I got my crappy shoes on, but I have some good socks on, so hopefully we don't have to step through the water today or anything. I'm gonna pick up this stick and use it as an anti-web device as we enter the canopy here. I'm back in the creek. I'm super happy about it. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been outside. I'm looking down into the Mati Pit area. Don't see any marmots right now. I don't see any marmots. But it smells really good. Everything smells really good out here. It looks a little hazy. Is it actually hazy? Or is it just my eyes? My eyes were being weird earlier. I should mention that my hand pressure is extremely low right now. Let's move forward. Oh, the ground is soft. Is it going to be muddy? Are we walking into danger? All right, I'm going to stand at the edge of the, sort of cliff here. And I'm just looking at eye level for owls. Owls in trees. Looking around. Owls. No, I don't see any owls immediately. But as we know, they are difficult to spot. Sometimes. Sometimes they're easy. But now we're going to start making our way down this treacherous and somewhat damp and maybe slippery slope. Is it slippery? A little bit. You know, it rained. Not last night, but the night before. And then sort of a little bit the day before, too. So we had a little bit of rain. Yeah, the dirt's kind of soft down here. And now, I'm down here. Hooray! Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is look into the trees some more. looking for my owl friends. I don't immediately see them. I don't hear any owl sounds. And I don't hear any birds freaking out due to the presence of owls. Which would kind of lead me to believe that we're not going to find much in the way of owls today. What are we going to find in the way of golf balls today? Well, I'm standing at the edge of the creek, looking into the water. And I'm not seeing any golf balls. I don't see any up into the little ravine either. I see 1, 2, 3 on the other side of the water in the mud. They are irretrievable. They're just white golf balls anyway. I don't want them. Are there any golf balls in the water down there? You know, I suspect that if there was a couple of good rains, wash balls have been garfed. Is that what I was going to say? No, I was going to say golf balls have probably been washed down the creek, so maybe we need to go downstream and see if there's any golf balls just laying around down here. Gotta walk up all over this bark that's been washed down the creek. It's crazy. Now, it seems to me like if golf balls were getting washed down the creek, they would get about this far, and then they would get trapped in here. Because there's this little spot, it's very narrow. All the golf balls should be like right there, but that's not happening. Okay, why am I even looking for golf balls? Right when we all thought that the whole golf ball thing was finished. You know, we haven't been down here in a while. We haven't found any golf balls in a couple of weeks. Why am I looking for them? I don't know. Yeah, it's something to do. But now I want to go upstream. I want to go upstream checking for golf balls. And other things. What other things are we looking for? Well, of course, owls. Can't get enough of our owl buddies. But there might be some mushrooms or some stuff up here. With this rain, we might have had some mushroom growth. And here's a white golf ball. It's been hot. It's been super, super hot. But I see a white golf ball on the other bank across from the creek. Who knows? Maybe we got some fungus. Maybe we got some fungus going. So I'm going to look around in this area. This is where we usually find, you know, like Xylaria. And checking on this log, not seeing anything. Oh yeah. All right. Well, so we've been out walking around for 5 minutes now, and my calf is tense, but nothing is terrible. So I'm still walking. That's good news. I do enjoy walking. And I'm looking down into the creek. I'm not seeing anything interesting. Not today. Well, I can hear lots of cicadas. You can probably hear them too. Super cicada zone. Ranch, 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 ranch. All right, here's a log. Here's a log with some white fuzzy stuff growing on it. Oh, yeah. All right, well, we got mycelial action on this log. We got some fungusy fungus fungusing up. And no mushrooms, though. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. All right, maybe we should keep making our way upstream. I'm looking around. Oh, I'm enjoying the day down here. You know, it's nice and shady down here. If I was up in the sun, it wouldn't be so great, but I'm down in the shade. The wind is blowing. Feels nice and cool and breezy. Super great, super great. And speaking of super great, I had a super great night last night. Why? Because one, I had simultaneous Australian rules football games going on. Do I want this bottle? No, Tobe, just leave it. So I watched, I don't even remember now. Jeez. I was watching so much footy last night. And then I went to bed. And I actually kind of slept for a while, so that was pretty good. And why am I not finding any mushrooms? Seems to me that there should be mushrooms around here. Well, but yeah, it's been, like I said, it's been so hot. Once it gets too hot, mushrooms don't want to grow. Mushrooms are all about that perfect condition. They're looking for a temperature window. And they're looking for just the right amount of water. And they're looking for, well, clearly they're looking for me. They pop out of the ground and they say, "Where's our Tobester? Tobe will come and find us soon, and he'll be our friend. Because I am friends with all the mushrooms." And I just remembered something. I was going to say it, because I am friendly with mushrooms. Which is kind of a Winnie the Pooh misquote. So my brain started thinking about Winnie the Pooh there for a second, and then I was reminded of the video that I saw last night. It was this guy feeding honey to a bear. And not any little old weak ass bear, a giant freaking grizzly bear. Thing was massive and old. And this guy's just sitting on a stump out in his yard or whatever, and he's got a big metal pan that has a frame, a honeycomb frame in it, and he's just got a spoon and he's taking chunks of honeycomb off this frame with a spoon and just putting it in the bear's mouth. And the bear goes, "Nom, nom, nom, nom. Oh, it's so delicious. Nom, 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 nom." And then the guy takes another spoonful of honey, gives it to the bear. "Nom, nom, nom, nom." This goes on for 3 minutes. I was just like, wow, this is amazing. This was not happening in a zoo or anything like that. The guy is just apparently runs a wildlife center, and he's just sitting out in his yard with his favorite bear eating honey. I have found another log. There is white stuff all over this log, but no mushrooms growing. Got some good fungus action happening, just no mushrooms. I found a bush with thorns on it. Ow. I found another log that's got yellow stuff growing on it that looks like orange mat caprinus, but no actual mushrooms. Blah. Alright, we're almost at our limit here. Oh, this is as far as we can go. I'm looking across the creek into the coral mushroom ravine. I'm looking into the water. I'm looking for stuff, and I'm not finding any stuff. I want to find some ducks and dudes, and there's no ducks down here today. At least not in the spot where I am. You know, so this is what we should have done. We should have gone down on the other side today. Because we still don't know if we can get down there anymore with all those trees falling over and stuff. I don't know, but I am now standing at a cliff, 2 meters above the water. There's a couple of little birds flying around. And some bugs. But I don't hear or see any indications of owls. Where's my owl buddies? I don't know. And since I can't walk any further this direction, I'm going to turn around. Oh boy. Yeah, my leg is sore, but it's not horrible bad. And the good news is, I got an email from Booper this morning. I was reading it and replying to it as I was eating my breakfast, getting ready to do Dubious Goals Committee. And the email from Booper, hey wait, are those fresh mushrooms? No, those are not fresh mushrooms. The email from Booper said, no, I can't remember. It was technical stuff. He plugged in some synthesizers. He's got, he recently bought the Behringer 303 clone, whatever it's called. I don't remember. The TD3 or something like that. And he hooked it up to something else. I don't know what equipment he has. He's one of those guys who will buy and sell his equipment over and over. He had a whole bunch of those small Korg things that he was playing with. So apparently he has hooked up some kind of drum machine or something, or some synth or something to the TD3, his 303 clone. And he took some pictures. But he didn't actually record anything. The last sentence in the me email is something like, oh, I should record this. Because he's describing how cool it sounds and whatever cool effect he's gotten out of whatever he's doing. And so what does he do? Takes pictures of it, sends them to me, and then realizes, oh, hey, maybe I should record some of this. Yeah, dude. Maybe you should. So, that's the good news. We might be getting some new music from Booper. Which would be the first music we've gotten from Booper in a long time. It's probably been a couple years. Jeez, yeah. Like 5 years, I think, since I've received any music from him. So that'll be fun. I'm curious to see what he's been doing, because he has had that 303 clone for a while now. Been wondering what the hell he's been doing with it. Let's go over here and see if there's any mushroom action over here. I'm walking through little ivy plants. And now I'm looking at sticks and logs and bark. And I see no fungus action. Huh. I was kind of hoping there'd be some fungus out here today, but it's just not happening. That's okay. I'm still enjoying my fun walk. My fun walk in the creek on this lovely, lovely cool day. Relatively cool day. I think it's getting warmer. And I'm glad I'm not in the sun, but I'm actually going to go down into the creek bed here. Dun, 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 just so I can say I was in the creek today. I mean, actually in the creek. Down in the creek bed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm walking on sand right next to the water. I'm looking for golf balls. I've taken a few steps upstream, but now I'm turning around going back downstream. Looking for golf balls in the water. Making sure I'm not missing any blue ones. Looking for that blue golf ball. Looking for that purple golf ball. Show me the purple golf ball. Here's the cool part. Here's where the creek changes sides. It goes from the
left side to the right side. Oh, Mati tracks. Oop, I'm sinking. We got quicksand. And then we step over the creek right here. Blah! Well, you know how I said I hope I don't step in any water today and get my good socks messed up? Huh. No, I think I'm still good. My feet feel dry. So I'm walking up to the picnic table dam here. What do we got? What do we got? Any golf balls hiding in here? Remember, this is where we found our first green golf ball. It was sitting over here, hiding. It was hiding under a duck. Because this is where we saw the mallard. Saw a mallard sitting there. And then when he moved, there was a green golf ball under him. And I thought, oh, yeah, they like green golf balls because they got green heads. Because they're mallards. It's a green thing. It's thematic. I'm actually standing on the picnic table dam right now. This is somewhat tricky. I need to get back down here. How's this gonna work? It worked fairly well. But there's no golf balls. No golf balls, no golf balls for Tobe. Is he mad about it? No, he's not. He doesn't care because he has so many. And has to get rid of them. That's what I should have done. I wasn't thinking. I should have brought some of the white golf balls down here today. Return them to the wild. Return them to their natural habitat of being in the creek. Or being on a golf course. I got to get rid of some of the golf balls that I have. And I think... Okay, this is weird. Why is there a heart-shaped rock right here? It's not a heart-shaped rock. It's a heart-shaped piece of tile. Right here on the... how odd. Right here in the creek. I'm gonna wash this off a little bit. It looks just like the color of a rock, but it is a heart. And it is a manufactured tile. It's not a rock that happens to be shaped this way. Why am I picking this up? I don't know. I'm going to put it in my pocket, and now I'm going to forget about it. Okay, so the water looks different. Oh, I know what it is. A lot of the dead leaves got washed away. There are fresh marmot tracks running up through here. Bump, 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 bump. And this is where he stepped into the water. Then he came out of the water right here. And then he ran over here. Mati tracks. I do like marmots. I'm glad the marmots are having fun down here. Here's a ping pong ball. Is this a ping pong ball? What is it? No, it's a volleyball, but it's soft. Okay, here's a ball that is the size and shape of a golf ball. But it is, first of all, soft, spongy-like. This seems to be closed cell foam. I'm gonna rinse it off in the water. Yeah. Not totally closed till cell foam because I'm squeezing water out of it. But yeah, it's the shape of a volleyball. I mean, it has that pattern of lines in it. And now I can see a ball in the water over there. The light has shifted. There is a ball in the water. I see you, ball. It's a golf ball. But it is just a white golf ball. I'm not interested. Am I even interested in this thing that I'm holding? I don't know. My cat would probably like this very much. So maybe I'll take it with me. It will become a cat toy. Once it has dried completely. Okay, so now what do I want to do? What do I want to do? Well, I think I'm going to climb back up onto the bank here. Oh, I just walked through a web, didn't I? Yeah, I did. I think I just heard somebody teeing off. But they must have hit their golf ball straight because I didn't hear it come crashing into the creek. I kind of want to go downstream, but we're going to have to climb and we're going to have to go through some sun zones. Don't want to be in the sun because I am starting to get hot. Huh. I think I'm going to climb out of the creek here. I'm going to climb out of the creek up the slippery, deadly slope. Oh, this is tricky. And I want to go over and I want to check the marmot den. Okay, I'm up. Oh, I'm back up in the wind. That's nice. We got a nice blustery breeze blustering through the trees to anywhere I please. Oh, 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 I want to get away. I want to fly. Well, suddenly I've become Lenny Kravitz. I wouldn't mind being Lenny Kravitz. I like Lenny Kravitz. Okay, I'm walking out of the canopy. Where's my baby buns? And we're gonna walk. We're gonna walk through the park here. This little funny section of park. Ooh, I'm in the sun. It's not good. Yeah, it's kind of hot. I'm gonna put the spongy volleyball in my pocket. Oh, and I was reminded of something, and now I forgot what I was about to say. Something about, oh, I don't know. All right, so let's sneak up on this marmot den up here. See if we can see any buddies. Okay. Well, that ivy has grown up around and on everything. Was that a child or was that an animal? I heard rack. That was a child. Okay, yeah, now we can't see anything. Can't even see the den. Yeah, okay. Wherever that ivy is, it has grown up enough and around and on everything that we cannot see. Hey, is this a cicada hanging from the underside of this sativa? Yes, it is. Hi, Mr. Cicada. Mr. Cicada is hanging out on the wild cannabis. That's pretty funny. All right, damn, what was I gonna say? I was gonna tell you something. Now I don't remember what it is. It wasn't about golf balls. Although I was gonna tell you, I'm gonna bring the golf balls back to the golf course or something. But right, like 30 seconds ago, before I started walking out of the creek, I had something to say, and now I don't remember what it is. Was I going to tell you that I was watching more Mobile Suit Gundam Origin last night? No. What else was I going to tell you? I don't know. I'm standing under a maple tree in the shade, 20 meters from my car. And I'm going to take this opportunity to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. My leg doesn't hurt too bad, but I do want to go home and sit down for a while, so I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.